studio all the way from New Brunswick, Burton, New Brunswick. Riley Taylor, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
A few minutes ago, you did hear his song, Good Things, which I always have on repeat. And when it came out, I was blown away when I first heard it. Now, Riley, for my audience here at CJWE, tell us a bit more about yourself and your musical inspirations.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess we can start with the Good Things thing. That was the first song I put out. I was in the Boots and Hearts Emerging Contest in Ontario in 2021. And up until that point, I was really just kind of a bonfire specialist. You know, I'd play your house party, I'd do the odd bar gig, but I wasn't really like taking it serious. It was a pipe dream thing. And then that was kind of a validation. And that turned into the Good Things recording out of that deal. So that kind of kicked me off and really made me start considering pursuing it. So after that, it was kind of just full steam ahead. You know, this is the dream, we're doing it. And there's no alternative, right? So it's like, this is what we're doing. I got to be stubborn about it. As far as inspirations go, I mean, I might be the biggest Tyler Childers fan on the planet. I love his stuff. I love the way he delivers it. But growing up, Johnny Cash was my first hero, Merle Haggard, all that stuff. So I have a deep appreciation for country music.
Amazing. Well, I've gotten to know you over the last couple of years, and I've seen that dedication, and I've heard the dedication. And Good Things, we just played it a few minutes ago, like I mentioned, and I asked you, what does it feel like to hear your music on the radio? So when you heard Good Things on the radio for the first time, your debut single, what did it feel like for you?
I mean, it was crazy. It was like, because I mean, up until that point, as like, you know, as I was saying, it's just, I never figured that would be a thing. Like, I never thought I'd have anything recorded. I never thought I'd see a studio. So to have that be the first one, and then it was, you know, charting and it was playing, and I was getting all like my buddies sending me videos, and then I would hear it the odd time on the radio. I was like, this is wild. Like, and I, even then I didn't understand. Like, I thought it was still like a local radio thing. I was like, oh, that's cool, they're supporting me and stuff. And they're like, no, man, they're playing it like across Canada. I'm like, oh, well, that's even better. So it's just wild. You know, it's kind of one of those things, and I'm thankful. It's cool. I'm lucky.
Yeah, and it has been played across Canada, and over the last several weeks, you've been going across the prairies with a small town hometowns tour with Kale, and you've been having so much fun with this. I mean, you've been to Saskatchewan, you've been to Lethbridge, Red Deer, Edmonton, and Edmonton again, and then tomorrow you're headed to Forestburg, and then on the 17th, Leduc. So tell us a bit about this tour and everything you've been doing on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really great. I met KL there, Jeff and Lauren, at the CCMAs, I believe it was the first time. And then when I was on tour with Owen Wrigley in the fall, we had met again. I think that was the Edmonton show. And we ended up hanging out and just kind of hitting it off. And we're like, hey, you know, we should do something together out west at some time. And I was like, oh, I'm all for it. I love coming out west. So Jeff got a hold of me and he's like, man, like, let's do this stuff. Well, you know, I'll set up these shows. You just come out, play your songs. I'm like, beautiful. All these towns I haven't heard of. This is great. This is what I want to do. And so far, so good. I think the reception's been good. It's more of an intimate setting where, you know, you can really explain, this is how we wrote this song, this is how this came about. And you can really get a radar on how it's being received that way. I like that because, especially out here in the Western market, I'm new. I haven't worked it enough to go in and expect a sold out show every night. So I kind of like being able to connect with people on a one-on-one basis and shake the hands and buy the beers and do that sort of thing. It's cool.
Yeah, and it's really great that you're going to the small towns, because being from a small town myself, you know, we have to drive into the bigger cities to normally see live music. So I love the idea of hitting up smaller venues, smaller communities, and celebrating country music that way. And also, you've been celebrating your debut album, Story to Tell, and it has 30 songs on it, which I think is cool, because I feel like a lot of country artists these days, they do have a lot of really good songs they've written and they do want to put them all out at once. And here you are doing that. So tell us a bit about how Story to Tell came to be.
Yeah, I mean, this was kind of a bit of a mad scientist experiment in the beginning, because we didn't really know what to do. We started this independent label, Honky Tonk Record Co., out of Ontario with guys that I've written with and worked with before. And we were just kind of brainstorming where they're like, hey, you know, I'm the flagship artist of this project. How do we do something that's just a little bit different in this market, especially in the Canadian market, that kind of can set us apart a little bit, because we're independent. We don't have a big push. We don't have a lot of money, and we don't have a lot of power. So we need to do something that kind of turns heads a little bit. And I think just that alone, with having that size of a project, kind of, you know, might perk some ears or turn some heads. And I'm hoping that anyway. And then I am confident enough in the product that it's actually good enough music to compete on a national level for sure. So that's kind of the idea behind it. And there's kind of a little bit of everything. It's a bit of a hodgepodge, if you will, of an album. There's stuff that, you know, would probably fit in the 90s, you know, even better than it would today. There's probably stuff that would fit today better, you know, better than then. And there's some stuff that you might consider more folky than really country. You know, so there's probably a little bit for everything. You know, there's drinking songs, there's happy songs, there's sad songs, there's love songs, there's breakup songs. Like, so it's not just one thing the whole time. It'll take you on a little bit of a ride, which is kind of how I see myself as an artist anyway. I don't want to get pinned to one thing. So
yeah. That's really great. So I know a lot of people are going to be taking road trips for May Long Weekend. So if you haven't checked out A Story to Tell, you got 30 songs to take you down the road with, which I love. And now coming up here in about 7 minutes, we're going to be hearing a song from Riley. And also, he's going to be playing in Strathmore. And we're going to tell you a bit more about that. Riley, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.